and thank you for tuning in to Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree. I'm Brittany Breon here with Nisha Lachey. Hey. And we have special guests today, y'all. We have from the Battle of the Sex podcast, we have Sam and Ron Ron, honey. Yay!
Yay!
Thank y'all for coming on.
So we're a little late. We're a little behind schedule, you know, for some reasons. Should we talk about those reasons, you all?
It was round round.
I mean, we can.
Okay.
It was my fault.
Okay. So we're a little behind schedule because it was an altercation that happened on Facebook earlier with Some things happened with someone's guy, and you know, somebody pulled up on Ron Ron and he had to protect his car. Would you like to tell us a little more as to why you would post that picture?
I feel like as a black man, it's my responsibility to teach all the young black boys that you do not inbox a man about your girl. And if you have to do that, then that's not your girl. So if my son grows up and inbox a nigga at 2 a.m. saying, "Where my girl at?" I'm gonna change his last name. And he's no longer mine.
Oh, okay.
Do y'all have sons?
I do.
Yes.
If y'all son inbox my son at 2 a.m. ask where his girl at, we gonna laugh at him together. And we gonna post him too. Where is my charger?
You will not post him or her son. We will not play those games.
I'm not concerned about that.
my son.
I mean, well, I hope that means y'all son won't be in my son inbox 2 a.m. asking where his girl at.
He won't.
Yeah, my son won't either.
Yeah. It's okay though.
I like that parenting.
Yeah. But yeah, okay. So that was the reason why. I don't know, Sam. Do you have any more comments on that situation?
I don't. I think hopefully it's over with.
Hopefully it's over with. We have no comments on it because that's not our business.
I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
Good luck to y'all in that situation.
So now we're gonna go ahead and get into the episode, right? We want to know, right? What made y'all start a podcast?
I felt like that when you're talking to a woman one-on-one, y'all don't listen or comprehend. So I figured, I was like, damn, maybe if I do it on camera and they watch it, they might grasp 10% of what I be saying.
Just 10%, huh? Okay.
Comprehension is y'all weakest, you know what I'm saying, trait.
Oh, okay.
That's just my opinion.
When you say y'all, you referring to just females in general?
Correct, yeah.
I ain't never dealt with a race. I'm talking about black women. I ain't never dealt with a white woman.
Black women.
I
didn't comprehend.
Women, you said black women don't?
Yeah, I've never dealt with any other race to speak on them. I'm not going to
say that. Oh, the way that you communicating that they can't comprehend?
I feel like y'all could if y'all wanted to. I just feel like y'all don't try.
Oh, okay. We don't apply ourselves.
Smoke. Black women.
That's what you're saying, right?
Okay.
I feel like God gave y'all 2 ears and 1 mouth, but y'all use that 1 mouth more than y'all 2 ears.
Oh, well, I guess it depends on who I'm with if I'm gonna use my mouth more. But anyway, so Sam, what is the hardest part about podcasting?
I think the hardest part was or is getting new people to be committed at a certain time, because like clearly like a lot of black people can't be on time, as we see.
Well, I don't agree with that. I'm not going to throw my people under the bus, but you feel like that's the hardest thing, like kind of getting people to commit.
The black people that I have dealt with, they have trouble with time. And sometimes myself, I know Ron Ron will definitely like to speak up about that.
I mean, I feel like, we are adults with different lives, so it is hard to get in. Because it's easier for y'all probably don't experience, because y'all allowing us to be at home. But with ours, we was all in one location, so people had to actually travel, find sitters and shit like that. So that probably was the hardest part, like getting everybody to have a time they set that they can be there and then be there on time and show up. That, I would say that was the hardest part. But other than that, everything else was smooth sailing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we are excited to have you all on. So before we get into our topic, we want to start with a hot topic, right?
Yeah.
So today's hot topic is going to be about Dr. Dre's and his wife. Okay, so y'all know they're getting a divorce, right? They were married for 24 long ass years and they have 2 children, 2 grown ass kids, right? And Dr. Dre wife says she wants $2 million a month from that nigga. Okay, So I'm gonna give you all a breakdown before I ask you all what do you think about that, because I see y'all faces kind of like calculating, like what the fuck a little bit. So let me just tell y'all what the breakdown is, right? And so boom, she said for laundry and cleaning she needs $10,000 a month.
Yeah, you can start the breakdown already.
It's more.
We honestly don't need to hurry.
It's more.
How much mm-hmm. does he actually make a year? Like, what is his...
His net worth, I'm glad you asked that.
He about $1.2 billion?
Because I have the answer to that. Dante is worth $820 million. Can I continue with the breakdown?
Yeah, go ahead, Brett.
Clothes, $135,000 a month. Okay? Education, tuition, and living expenses, $60,000. A month. Entertainment is $900,000 a month. Charity, for her to give money to charity each month, is $125,000. Her mortgage, okay, is $100,000 a month. And last but not least, telephone, cell phone, and email is $20,000 a month.
She paid for her email.
I thought email was free. I could be wrong. Okay. So Nisha, what do you think about that breakdown? And do you think she should get $2 million a month?
When I first heard about it, I was thinking like, okay, if she's used to a certain lifestyle, then maybe, you know, she deserves something. Maybe she raises kids or whatever. But when you get a breakdown, that's terrible. She should have said like medical bills, like my children's college, but $900,000 for entertainment and then charity. How you gonna get spousal support to give somebody some money?
Were they married in California?
Yes.
She's fucking not gonna get something close to that. That's a crazy part.
That's crazy.
You never be married in California. Never.
It's a bigger issue though than just that. It's just like in general, just how the black woman can be dangerous.
What do you mean?
We hear these type of cases all the time. We all clearly agree that she's overdoing it and trying to straight hurt and kill this man.
Well, no, I didn't agree with that. I asked Nisha what her opinion was. We was gonna go down the list.
And if we come back to this, black women are dangerous.
So how do you feel about it? Let's get to that thing. Let's get right to it.
Let's get to it. So for me personally, if I'm married to somebody for 24 fucking years and I had two kids by this motherfucker, now it does depend on how much he makes. Now, if I'm messing with a nigga like Dr. Dre, he got all that money. Will I need $2 million? No, but my lifestyle is not going to change. If you was taking care of me and I was your wife for 24 years, you will continue. So you will continue.
You're going to stay my wife, man.
I mean, we could try to work it out. But if you are doing a foul shit,
hold on, Sam. You said since your lifestyle ain't gonna change, but your spouse is changing. You know what's crazy? When I change jobs, my benefits change.
Okay,
that's how life works.
But so what if through them 20 years she been taking care of the kids, taking care of the house, helping him so that he could build that business? She don't deserve nothing.
She should feel blessed.
No, because what if he had a woman? Because, you know, like you said, women can be dangerous, right? So women can do a lot of things, whether that's mess up your mental, mess up your peace. So whether she's been a good woman to him, she don't deserve nothing. That's what y'all saying.
So do we? I'm honest with you. I know a lot of black millionaires and their wives put themselves in positions to help that man make money. I haven't heard about her doing that. Like Steph Curry's wife or LeBron's wife or Jay-Z's wife, they could say some shit like this. But her? I don't recall her. Like, she's been around all this money, hasn't made anything happen. So I don't respect that. Now, Steph Curry,
that you don't know about them.
And happen, like, what you mean in the business? Maybe how you know her husband ain't the type of man that don't want her to do nothing but be at home and raise his kids.
And I've never met a man who don't want their wife making more money.
I'm sure there's never been a man want women to work.
I mean, she's not really working at their level. That's not really work.
So that don't count at all.
No. I'm not saying it's not really work. That is a typical job when you have a child.
Yes.
That's something that you just, that's a responsibility. It's not really a job.
It's a job.
I'm pretty sure she had a nanny.
Because you have, I wouldn't say it's a job. It's a lifestyle.
I don't know. I guess, so for me, I don't agree with the amount of money. But then again, like I said, I'm not dealing with a man that makes that much money. So I don't know. If I did, I'd probably be like, yeah, 2 million. That's about good. Yeah, that'll be sufficient. So, but I would want something if I'm married to a man that long.
So do we even know why they're separating? I think that plays a part too.
Like, you think so?
If she cheated, you can't do, she can't take nothing at all, for real.
Nah, if she cheated in the state of California, she wouldn't get nothing anywhere. She can't even ask for alimony. So if she, now if he cheated, she finna get paid.
Okay, so I feel like, you know.
So that, yeah, that makes a difference.
I do got a, well, you said the kids are grown, right? So I guess child.
Yeah, they are grown.
Yeah.
So what y'all think? Do you feel like that's just too much?
That's way too much.
Way too much?
That's okay. Just with anything?
That's I feel like Dr. Dre can pay me $4 million and I can make her disappear. So it out there. Hope he watches.
Hey, she better watch out because Dre is a different type of nigga. Now, I will hope he has changed over the years, but we have all seen NWA, okay? And we've all heard stories of Dre choking bitches out. So, you know, we do want her safety. Yep. She may need to use some money for security.
I'm sure if you need to get her out, he ain't gonna call you, bro. I'm sure you got somebody.
I know, but I'm just saying, Casey don't. He might see this. I need to know what I'm saying. We're gonna be, look, our podcast on upgrade. I'm looking out for you too, nigga. Damn.
I mean.
Okay, y'all. So we're gonna get into the topic. So basically, since y'all podcast is Battle of the Sexes, we figured we'll do a little bit of that with y'all. If that's okay. So we're gonna start just like this. Men and women, which one should do the chasing or showing interest?
Both.
Or should it be mutual?
Mutual, period.
Mutual, I agree.
I feel like it depends on who the woman is and who the man is. I come across women that I should chase, and I come across women that should chase me. Because they're, you know, where they at in life. Like, man, I'm doing
they should chase you, huh?
I feel like some women I deal with, I'm doing them a favor. Okay, you know what? When I talk to certain women, based off their last nigga, they're upgrading, so they need to do chasing. But it's also some women I come across, I be like, nigga, their last nigga did that. I might chase you then. You know, so I've been chasing Brittany for about 6 months now, but you know, neither here nor there.
Okay, no comment, Brittany.
No, so I'm about to hear strong.
So are you saying her last nigga?
I don't know nothing about him.
So you might not need to be chasing.
I'm most definitely chasing. I be getting left on red and shit, but you know, I just need her to know that. I can say that proudly because I ain't thirsty, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think his answer still came down to his mutual if you're on the level.
Yeah. Then, okay, that makes sense. So what about financially? Whether it's paying bills, paying for dates, is it a man's thing to do or is it shared too?
I think that should be shared. Damn, y'all don't agree. What y'all think?
I feel like it depends on y'all relationship because if I met you and you know what I'm saying, was throwing money at me, then you have to keep me accustomed to. That's like Dr. Dre got her accustomed to that lifestyle. I mean, when you met me, you were spending money on me, so you need to keep that energy. Yeah. Be consistent.
I agree.
I mean, I feel like that's still chasing, so it's still mutual.
Mutual, yeah. Because I know for me, I wouldn't want to be with a man that's just like money, money, money. Because to me, I'd be feeling like, oh, you trying to control me. Like, I got my own money, sir, so I don't need you to money, money, money me. And then I'm damn sure not for the money, money, money a nigga. So I think it needs to be an even balance.
Yeah.
I like that. Look,
y'all agreeing with everything. Okay. This battle of the sexes, we all on the same page. I guess we do communicate well.
You're going with easy topics.
So, okay, so what's the topic y'all think we'll disagree on?
Who cheats better?
Who is more at fault for relationships in our generation not working, men or women? I jump in, women.
I don't think that's
I say men.
I told you.
Definitely women, for sure. He's right.
I say men. The reason
I'm on the right side of the screen because I'm always right.
Okay, y'all to guess. Go first. What? Why do you think that women are the downfall? Go ahead, Ron.
How much time we got?
Let me explain. Let me.
Go ahead. You go first. I'll be here. My phone might die.
I mean, at the end of the day, men are going to do what women allow us to do.
So, can you elaborate on that?
If women allow men to treat them like hoes, they will. I'm pretty sure y'all dealt with certain men that might have came to you wrong, and I'm pretty sure you checked them or you said certain things. There's a lot of females, when they see you got a lot of money or whatever, and they actually have a different agenda, they gonna bend a little bit, and they gonna let a man call them a bitch or a hoe, and make it all good as long as they do something that they're looking for. So it's like they women kind of settling because they, you know, their focus is not right.
I'm gonna say that women are very inconsistent with what they want. Like it's amazing to me how you meet a woman and y'all didn't go on no date or nothing, and you didn't crack her, and then 6 months down the line she's upset because y'all never went on a date. I'm consistent. When I met you, we weren't dating. Why we dating now? Y'all are very consistent with what y'all want. Also, like he said, based on what he said, like, y'all be allowing men to do too much. Like, and then y'all bring, and then when y'all finally get a good man, y'all are so damaged. It's like, y'all fuck it up.
Yep.
For real.
Yep.
Because I don't know what little Tyrone was accepting, but we ain't accepting over here. Over here at Death Row Records.
Okay. I feel like for me, I understand where y'all coming from. That was really good point. I feel like for me, I think it's the men, mainly because like men, let's see, most men that I've come across that I try to give some conversation to, they're some liars, right? And I don't know if they're lying to try to, you know, come off as this certain type of person to win me over, but it's like, I end up finding out how you really are. So it's like, you will have niggas that still dealing with their baby mamas, but they'll tell you, oh, I ain't been with my baby mama in years, but they still dealing with her. Or you will have dudes where they got other situations going on, but they telling you that they single, they not fucking with nobody. So I feel like it's the men that's kind of ruining that this generation with the relationship shit, because they don't know how to let shit go. Women, I've met so many women that are really single. Like, I'm single. I ain't fucking with nobody, not having sex with nobody. I'm single. But with men, it's like, yeah, I'm single, but I'm still cracking my baby mama. I'm single, but I'm still fucking my ex. I'm single, but I'm still pursuing other women. So it's like, you're not really single.
What's wrong pursuing women while you're single?
You're not like, really single.
If you're looking for a job while you're unemployed, you're still unemployed.
Okay, so like you say, you be trying to get at me, right? So what if I be like, okay, let's see where this gonna go, but then I see you posted up with, you know, other girls, and look, let me say this, you posted Facebook.
If I had a chance with you, that wouldn't happen.
Okay, well, you posted on Facebook one time that you was having sex with two sisters. And I remember seeing that, and I was like, what the fuck? And I thought, like, okay, he just capping. But then it was like, look at Sam. He laughing. You laughing. Because you know, like, what the hell? But they were commenting, and I was like, oh, my God, this is real. He straight said that, oh, your sister pussy was better than yours.
Now, wait, though. Let me ask you a question. Who's more at fault, me or the sister?
Ooh. That's deep.
Because you want to be honest, me and that girl were never in a relationship. I don't owe her no fucking loyalty. We were just fucking. Her sister owes her loyalty.
So basically, like, what you're saying,
if motherfucking one of my straight homeboys crack one of my girls behind my back, I would expect him to tell me and not her, because this niggas I'm loyal to. I'm not loyal to her, so I wouldn't. I expect, you know what I'm saying? You for the streets, you for the streets, baby.
And so what you're saying is you took Future song and you took it to heart. And you said, I don't give a damn if they were real sisters. Is but what you said.
I ain't say shit from Future. He called me. He needed ideas. And I told him what I did the night before. And he was like, bingo. You know what I'm saying? I know better follow.
I mean, look, my main thing, I hate when women judge a man when he's living the same life.
So you didn't judge women, it. Though. That being your friend, that's why you didn't judge it. Two sisters.
You cannot judge a man that's single that's not committed to anyone.
Do y'all not judge women, though? Wow. Y'all were just talking about treating them like hoes and this and that. So when you see these women, whether they're on social media, y'all don't. So no matter what a woman's history is or what she's doing on social media, you be okay to have a relationship with her, not judge none of that?
Depending on who she
is. I don't really do relationships.
So what you trying to do with Brittany, just so we clear?
mean, if you want to be honest, based off what I know, I like her, but I ain't really got to know her. So I really can't answer that question because I haven't got past the base.
So you're trying to get to know her.
Like, I ain't trying to funny. She might not even keep a clean. Not saying you don't. Say she might not keep a clean house. So I really can't say I want to fuck with her on that level. So I'm not going to. I was trying to see how far I could go. Every woman I approach, I approach it with the intent. So, you know what I'm saying? It can go anywhere. I might fuck you so one time. I might end up marrying you.
Okay. That makes sense.
Depending on the vibe. But just to, like, answer your question, though, earlier, because you were talking about Brittany, I will say one fault in a man as far as why relationships are failing is that men in my generation are not men.
Majority of them are bums.
Women fault. Yeah, they still giving niggas a chance.
Yeah,
that's why and that's why I say that when they come to me, they should be chasing because your last nigga had one pair of pants, like,
and two pair of drawers.
You know, I agree with you on that. It be some dudes that are not up to par what a man should be. I, you know, feel like generally a man should be able to take care of himself. And it's a lot of women that take that role of taking care of the man.
Exactly. Y'all set the standards.
You know what's crazy about most men in my generation? They go from their mama house to a woman
to their bitch house.
They never have their own. Like, it's crazy.
Absolutely.
I have never in my, as much shit I talk on Facebook, I have never had my clothes packed up in a trash bag. You know what?
Come on.
Because that shit is in my closet.
Come on.
That's real.
And your shit, your own shit. So I applaud you for that.
I'm overly arrogant, but compared to my generation, 80% of these niggas, I have the right to be. Like, you niggas is making it easy for me.
Well, hey, look, I can't say that. I got my bags packed, but it was in my own house. So I don't know if that's the same thing.
It count.
Was your name on the lease?
Huh? You got your bags packed in your own house?
It was in my, it was in, hey. She packed my bag.
That's crazy.
Did you tell her you packing the wrong shit?
I don't know what I said, but it's been good though. But yeah, it tried to get out the house. I don't know how far it was gonna go.
Did she unpack it?
Oh yeah, she unpacked it when I was
you
actually
made her unpack this shit and earn that shit.
I actually was
gonna get the wrinkles out.
The funny thing,
you was gonna leave.
I was gonna leave, and then she started throwing shit out.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Okay. So, men or women, who's better at communicating?
Women.
We will get the point across.
Thank you for that.
Okay, I look at communication as talking and receiving what you're, you know, like, y'all good at talking.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, y'all as communicating.
But communication is a back and forth. They're good at the forth, not the back.
I don't agree. Maybe it's the women that y'all have met or experienced. But I don't agree with that. Now, maybe when we upset, that may not be the right time to talk. But most women,
that still counts.
But
it counts.
Women, they gonna talk when they're mad, emotional. Man, we want to talk when that's all over. We ain't, you know what I'm saying, as upset.
Yeah, because y'all sit down, don't want to talk.
Yeah. As far
and
as
that's not good communication.
They always want to talk.
Always.
Yeah, that's true.
Your whole life.
What's but we do. Some of us do listen.
Always something to talk about.
Like, we told them if we're doing a podcast, we got a camera. They just came and started talking.
They just started talking.
We in the back quiet.
We had to tell them to hold on when the cameras ain't even on yet.
Like, motherfuckers say, damn, is that child show? We like, we just.
Right.
We just
y'all the producers, right. I mean, I feel like women, when it comes to communicating, we are good at it. I think it definitely depends on the type of woman and where she's at. I know for me, when I used to get upset and emotional, that would be the worst possible time to try to communicate because I'm angry. So I'm saying shit I don't really mean and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But now I feel like when I'm angry and emotional, especially if it's somebody I care about, I'm very mindful of what I say, or I will shut down and kind of just like get my thoughts and my feelings together before I just lash out, because some words you can't take back.
Right. That's true.
So, but yeah, so
I feel like also like communication, y'all good at understanding. I will give that to the man. Cause that's two different things. Y'all communicate, but a lot of times y'all don't understand. And I feel in a lot of experience, it's a lot of things that women will never, for some reason, understand from a man's point of view.
The reason I say women can't comprehend, because when you can say something to them, and the first thing they say is, so you basically saying, like, no, I'm saying what the fuck I said.
We asking for clarification.
I said, I'm tired. I don't feel like watching the movie.
So you're basically saying I'm getting on your nerves and you don't want me around you.
That's because our mind is gonna work up all these different scenarios, and we just want to confirm that that's what it is. That maybe you're really tired. Because you could be tired because you were doing some shit you shouldn't be supposed to be doing. So we have to confirm that's what you're saying.
If I said my favorite color is gray, that's what the fuck I meant. I ain't mean blue.
But that's simple. That's
simple. I'm saying you ain't gotta ask me what I'm basically saying. I'm saying what was in the sentence.
See, for me, I want things to be thoroughly explained. I'm not a very simple person where you can't just say, like, you know, Tanisha, the sky is green, and I'm be like, oh, okay, that's cute. That sounds good. Like, I want to know, why is the sky green today? And who told you? Did you see that? But that's me though. So you have to, if you want a woman that don't talk, get you a woman that don't talk.
Nah, you're going too far.
I've been looking
for. You went too far.
How's that too far?
We just saying that it's not that deep. What we're
saying. It depends though. I feel like men a lot of times be wanting to tell us what's important and tell us what's that deep, and maybe it's deep for us.
But that's a problem when everything becomes too deep. Don't you get that? When everything is deep, you don't think the nigga gonna get tired?
Yeah, if everything is. Everything don't have to be, but I feel like there should be a medium. Some conversations, we should be able to have a deep conversation, and some things should be simple.
I'm saying, if you having a deep conversation in every conversation, it's probably something wrong.
if you got to think that hard about simple stuff that we saying, it's a problem.
For real, like, that shit's ridiculous, bro. Like, everything ain't deep.
But what's a real example of what y'all talking about?
I mean,
said the color's gray, but
no, if I said for real, it's like y'all make everything about y'all. Like sometimes, Stan, we was in Dallas. What I say? Okay, so when we was in Dallas, we had like a little trip to Dallas. We had some females there. I said that every time I let a female ask me to come over, and every time they come over, I don't really care if they come, but I still let them come. It's not that I wanted company, I just didn't care.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This girl spazzed on me and was like, so you basically saying you don't want me there. You just using me. I'm like, whoa, now. Like, it wasn't that deep. I'm just saying that you said, can I come over? I said, if I say I don't care, I really didn't care because I'm going to be playing the game whether you hear or not.
Right. Okay.
See, I was like, y'all think it's a whole nother level.
I think that I get what you're saying. I think when I get in that mind space, it's like you say, something is usually wrong. So if I'm in that mind space or in the headspace, rather, it's usually because, okay, something ain't adding up.
Well, real quick question. Mm-hmm. Why is it when something is wrong in y'all mind, y'all got to spread the shit to us? Like, most of the time, we're not even in a bad
mood. But if you're a partner, I'm only talking about if you're in a relationship, because if you somebody's partner, then I ain't good. We both have to be good. Like, if you ain't good, I ain't good, and vice versa.
You're not always.
Sometimes the problem is within yourself, for real.
Yes, that's true. But then
I can't fix you before you fix you.
That's very true. Then that means I got to take the time to myself, and then that's when, like, again, understanding is important. So then you have to, you know, give me that time to be by myself and get that together.
But a lot of women don't understand that, right there.
Yeah, like they want to talk to us about the shit.
Right. that time to yourself, they want us.
Like, it's crazy how y'all can say, no, I'm in a bad mood and don't talk to me. And we say, okay, and go in the other room. And y'all follow us 10 minutes later. you gonna come in here and play the game? Yeah.
And these y'all said, y'all set the standard. Y'all be spoiling women. Women down, like, we don't like her, and no, we want our way. So y'all set the standard.
What?
I know what she's saying, I totally agree with, because a lot of these niggas be doing way too much. And then they come to, you know, the niggas who's spoiling y'all is niggas who ain't got nothing else to offer. So when they do got something to offer, they just overly do it.
What you mean? I disagree with that.
That's true.
I disagree. I think the niggas that don't want to spoil us be the niggas that ain't got shit to offer. So they just saying no because they know they ain't got shit.
They ain't got it to give.
Right.
It's kind of funny. Spoiling your woman, any man can spoil their woman. You don't have to have anything financially.
Correct.
Yeah. That's true. That's
right. You just said niggas who want to spoil you don't have nothing to offer. That means nigga retarded. Because you can spoil a woman mentally.
Well, you just said the niggas that do spoilers don't have nothing to offer. And I said the niggas that don't want to spoil y'all,
like financially, them niggas just like it don't really, because they don't have any, they don't know how to tend to y'all mentally and emotionally.
Well, okay, when I say spoil, for me, when I say I want to be spoiled, it doesn't necessarily have to be with money. It can necessarily just mean, hey, I just want you to come over and I just want to play and get your scalp. Come over. Let me play in your scalp. That's spoiling me because you're giving me time. Like, it doesn't necessarily have
you
to be like
what you know to the scalp.
I'm just listening.
You don't agree with that? Or, well, you don't have to agree, but like, you don't feel I'm like that's like spoiling like with time.
It was spoiling you, and then you scratch my head while I play the game. Hey, we've been soulmates for all this time. You've been playing.
It's a problem when you can't be spoiled. That's the problem. It's a lot of women that can't be. I don't think it's a problem that wants to spoil a woman. Now, if you can't
handle it, let me get outside of my core.
Problem, it affects the next man.
So you saying like it's just never enough for that woman? Is that what you mean when you say she can't be spoiled?
Well, she can't be spoiled as far as, I guess more so expecting it from the next man after that. And now becoming a lifestyle.
Well, okay, so what's an example of what you mean by
that? Hold on, real quick question. If I respond to a text message, is it going to lock me out of this?
Probably.
I don't know. We about to wrap it up soon with our segment.
Not really?
That's a booty.
Yeah. So we can go ahead and go to the segment.
Hold on, real quick.
That's an important booty call right there.
Well, let us finish then. Let's hurry up.
No, it ain't Brittany, so I ain't tripping.
So look, this is the new segment, right? It's called Why You Lying? Boom. So basically, y'all gonna give us two truths and a lie. And we gotta figure out which one is the lie, honey. So Sam, go. Give us two truths and a lie.
I gotta think.
Oh, damn. Ryan, go. Two truths and a lie.
I got twin 8-year-olds. I lost my virginity when I was 12. And I'm in love with Brittany.
You in love with Brittany is the lie?
So you think?
I was going to say it's two lies, so he really won.
So which one you think is the lie, Nisha?
Well, he ain't in love with you, and he ain't got... I don't think you
have children. No, I should have said obsessed. Go ahead.
I don't think you have children.
Okay, interesting.
So I think it's the obsessed part with me. That's the lie. So which one is the lie, honey?
Sam, which one you think the lie?
The second one?
Which one?
Use a virgin.
Oh, so you think he obsessed?
12.
So which one is it?
This nigga thinking hard.
He said the one with you was being a virgin at 12. Now you gotta tell us which one's the lie.
Oh, really? It's the 28-year-olds.
So you
have kids, right?
No, I got three kids, and I got 2 8-year-olds born in the same month. But they ain't
okay.
I take care of my kids. Like they be her.
No, I don't know you. I'm just asking because you know.
Now, you got to tell them. When you like, hey, I got kids and they be in my house. You call me, they're going to be in the background. I'll take care of mine.
That's what's up. Sam, two truths and a lie.
Oh, shit. Oh, should have been thinking. All right. Let me think.
Why he think? Let me jump in real quick. What you mean I ain't obsessed with you? You know what I'm saying? I don't be out here getting curved on a regular now. Like, I didn't let you curve me 3-4 times. This ain't for nothing. Just throw it out there.
Well, you said the past 6 months. I mean, if we gonna be technical, it's been about a good 10 years. My friend Victoria, shout out to Vicky C. She was like, my friend want to talk to you. This was hellas ago. I think it was before I even had a baby. I was like, wait, I think didn't I meet you or something? Then we got when you at her party years ago.
Vicky, I know a lot of Vicky. Vicky who?
Vicky C. Current.
Your friend?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I didn't know that, honestly.
Oh, well, damn. So that means you trying to talk to all her friends.
I ain't never been to her parties.
Oh, she had a party like hellas ago.
Yeah, wrong nigga.
It was definitely you, but okay.
I ain't never been to a party with her.
Well, it may not have been you I met at the party, but you was definitely trying to shoot your shot back then.
I'm obsessed.
Sam, are you ready for your two truths and a lie?
Yeah, I bought you a minute, nigga. Damn, you ready? All
right. So hold on. It's two truths and one lie?
Yeah.
Dang. All right. So let me think. All right. I got an 8-year-old daughter. That's one. I had sex with 5 girls in one day. 2. My third one. I have sex with my baby mama every now and then.
What we just say about them niggas. I'm sorry. But anyway, the daughter is the lie.
Are you sure? Oh, next.
Because you got a son. You don't have a daughter.
Oh, well, there you go right there.
I mean,
Ryan, which one you think is the lie?
I'm going to go with this, the daughter shit.
Okay. And Nisha?
Yeah, I guess I'm going with daughter too.
Right. Actually, y'all can't do that. Y'all supposed to have
you named them.
You. What do you mean? You had a minute.
Hey, look, she didn't want the daughter to be alive.
Okay, well, thank you for your truth, you know, about the 5 women in one day. How the fuck did you do that? But gosh, geez.
With some of them together.
You say who?
With some of them together.
No, they went together.
And you know, after this, like, they gonna probably like put this somewhere. People gonna see this.
Yes.
We live right now.
Put this up. This was back in college, and me and my niggas at the time, we was just competitive. So like, whatever we did, we had to outbeat a nigga.
I didn't go to school with him, just so y'all know.
Well, did you use condoms?
Of course. On 2. Hey, but Ron. I'm just playing.
I think that this may fuck up your pussy a little bit because you said the 5 girls.
Yeah. It probably won't, though. You know how
I want a wholesome woman that don't even have a social media. That's perfect.
Oh, well, hey, there that's you go. Good. Last nigga I was talking to asked me that too, but I get rid of my social media. Hey, I'm like, what?
She ain't the one if she got a Facebook.
You said she what?
She ain't the one if she got a Facebook.
Hey, I don't blame you. I don't like niggas that on social media like that for real either.
I'm sure about deactivate mine.
Hey, but hey, Ron, what's the maximum women that you had sex with in one day?
Oh my God.
How many?
How did it even come up?
You know how that came up.
Because you put yours out there, you want him like that? That makes
sense. He's like, you on the bus too.
And you want them niggas like, hey, bro, they caught us. Like,
right. Yeah,
I'm really excited.
Bush.
Get out the bush, buddy.
Get out
the bush.
They
got us. You a wild boy, shit. But what's y'all two truths in the line?
Oh, we weren't coming up one. But right. I guess we can.
Okay. Oh, y'all ain't got two. It's cool. I mean, you know.
No, we can. Let's see. Boom. I'll go first. I'm juggling 4 niggas right now. I got 2 kids. And my first car was gray and pink.
Nisha, what's the lie?
I told y'all I'm kind of under the influence. I said again. What was it?
How, which one's the lie?
The juggling 4 niggas.
You don't believe that?
What's number 2?
I had a pink and gray car. That was my first car.
Oh, that's the lie.
The 4 niggas ain't a lie. I know they ain't a lie.
Hold on. What, like, what does juggling mean?
Mean I'm dating all of them. Meaning I'm single. Meaning I'm going to FaceTime one of them when I get off this live. Like, what's up?
That's why you left on rare, Ron. She don't got time for you.
That makes sense.
No better.
But yet, she's still single.
Because she want to be.
Didn't you just hear what I said? I'm juggling now.
A lot of women want to be today. Meet that right nigga.
Exactly.
And if you listen to our podcast, around that time when you was trying to send me those flowers, I was fucking with the right nigga, so I thought. And I was exclusive, wasn't looking at nobody but him. But now that I'm single, I'm dating, and juggling.
Y'all can talk, but y'all still don't understand, like we said, comprehend. At the end of the day, his point is, he is that right nigga where you would have to worry about juggling them four niggas. See, but y'all missed that. Y'all
want to get to know. But he said he got to get to know her.
You did go to college. You did go to college.
We don't know if he the right nigga. He just said he got to get to know her.
No. She don't know.
She don't know. I know I'm the right nigga. I don't know if he the right woman.
That's it. Ooh.
Ooh. I never said
that.
I never said
talk that talk.
I'm versatile. I can be any kind of nigga. Any kind of nigga she want, I can be that.
Okay. Talk that talk.
And he can be all four of them niggas. Plus another nigga.
She like thugs, I can be that. She like nerds, I can be that. A house nigga, I can be that.
Church boy,
I can be that. Romantic, I can be that. But no, this neither here nor there. And I, you know what? And I want y'all to know something. The best kind of nigga to get is a nigga who went through his whole stage successfully.
Absolutely.
I made it out.
Once he got it all, for one thing, he'd have been with every kind of woman. He got a lot of practice and he got it out of his system.
Yep.
You know, I hear a lot about this whole stage. I disagree whether it's man or a woman.
You didn't get a whole stage.
Right, but the thing is this. I don't feel like I'm lacking in my life, right? Everything that I want, I have, whether it's with my kids, my husband, my house, my career. So I think that's to each his own. But again, I'm somebody that was raised real deep in church. So when I got older, those were the things I was looking for.
Did you know in Timothy it say when a man is speaking, a woman is to listen in silence and never have power over a man?
I said I was raised in church.
That don't mean anything. I'm be the freakiest ones.
But no, I just asked. Did you know it said that? Did you know it said that? Yeah, say that because you cut us off a few times. They say when you, I just want. So I guess you missed. You probably didn't go there.
Well, I probably had to cut you off because you talk a long time, so it's hard to kind of get a word in.
I mean, I was wondering if you knew it said that, you know, because it's amazing. A lot of women don't know that part of the Bible. It's in Timothy.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of parts of the Bible. That wasn't my point, though. But again, like you said, comprehension is, you know.
I mean, you know, I proved a lot of points tonight, you know, but it's just my opinion. Yeah.
You think you proved a lot of points tonight. All right. Well, Tanisha, did you want to do your two truths and a lie?
Yeah. So I didn't get my license until I was 28. I have four kids and I had a girlfriend in high school.
I don't believe the girlfriend part.
Look, all of them was actually lies. I keep telling y'all I'm under the influence. I'm sorry.
So you said lying come natural to you.
I'm done talking to him. You know what? Look, where can they reach you?
What was the name of your church?
Temple Church of Christ.
Temple Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's my daddy church.
What? You a preacher son?
Yeah.
Hey.
How long you?
I went there actually when I was growing up. My grandmother, Jackie and William May.
Oh, okay.
They still went there.
The maze.
Why your daddy gonna talk about Timothy?
He do talk about the women just don't listen.
I said when I was growing up.
Yeah, I heard you.
Okay. All right.
I don't know, but you didn't do it right. You gotta start over.
What you mean?
She never told the truth.
Okay, so I have three children. I had a girlfriend, and oh gosh.
You had four children last time.
And hey.
Clearly this is the lie.
And I'm from Houston.
It's okay. You good.
I'm sorry.
We got the gist of it. We believe.
All right. So where can we reach y'all at? Where can they reach y'all at? When we gonna get a new episode?
When I'm unblocked from Facebook.
You got a new page, don't you?
Are you gonna make my page, bro?
You made it already.
Okay, so if y'all want to reach us, we're going to get them some time. Couple places you can reach us. You can reach us on Facebook, Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree. We on Instagram, talk_that_talk_podcast. And then you can email us, talkthattalkpc@gmail.com.
Until next time. Oh, what's that guy's
homeboy page? Tell me your page, man, because I don't know what I'm gonna do yet.
Why is this like y'all episode right now?
Right. This is most like our episode out of control today.
Right.
My Facebook is Kanan Young, K-A-Y-N-A-N Young. My Snapchat is Ho God Ron Ron.
Ho who?
Ho God Ron Ron. And my Instagram is fantastic_photos_STL. I do photography and shit, you know. Everybody, we're going to do a photo shoot.
Hey, why they call- I may be hitting you up soon with a family photo shoot with me and my children.
Why they call you Ho God?
Hey, I wanted to ask this question, right? I really want to know. And we just gonna ask it or answer it because we're the single people. But I want to know, who's better at cheating, men or women? Real fast.
Women, because y'all care more.
I feel we're like women, better women, at cheating because we care more?
Women get caught less because women cheat with the same nigga over and over again, and men cheat with multiple different women. So it's like women be having the same side nigga for 6 years. So it's like it's easier for y'all not to get caught. Niggas be having 6 side bitches a week.
I mean, no, you want to know. Women are better because niggas, y'all talk too fucking much. Niggas will tell a side bitch everything about they woman. So when these hoes get into it, it's like, oh, sis, I know this.
Side women are the foundation of a relationship.
Oh, my God. Okay.
They the ones that keep us stable from smacking the shit out of child. She be like,
don't. Oh, wow. Me.
No, bro. Listen, bro. Hey, you just got the wrong chick. You deal with the wrong woman. But at the end of the day,
I've been single for so many years, bro.
How many years?
Women are better than you. Y'all gonna delete the message as soon as that message gets to y'all phone. And man, to keep some messages and keep pictures so he can show the homeboy or show somebody or just look at him again. And they keep more shit in their phone. Y'all delete game is on point.
That's no, a lie, not I always. 10 years ago, I ain't ever seen nobody my videos.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to know what y'all thought about that. So we agree women are better because men are sloppy as fuck when it comes to cheating.
True.
So yeah, but okay, well, again, thank you all so much for coming on, and until thank next you. Time bye.
Anything for you.